When Brenda Sokolowski turned 50, she followed national recommendations and made an appointment for her first screening colonoscopy.
Everybody kind of goes into it, I think, hoping they have that clean bill of health so they don't have to go back for 10 years.
After all, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. So Sokolowski went in for her first colonoscopy, and when she woke up from the anesthesia, she waited for her doctor's assessment.
He came around after the procedure and said, well, I did find two polyps. One I was able to easily remove, and he says the other one, I didn't want to cut too close up against the lining, I guess, of your intestines.
Not what Sokolowski wanted to hear, but she was glad she didn't have a hole in her intestinal wall. The doctor asked her to come back in 6 months for a follow-up colonoscopy to try again on that stubborn spot, which she did, and this is where she got her second unpleasant surprise.
The day before, the facility calls you and tells you, you know, we've got you, your time, and please be here by such and such time. And they also said, please bring $2,000, which was my insurance deductible.
Under the Affordable Care Act, there's a whole list of preventative services called essential health benefits that are supposed to be paid 100% by insurance. Colonoscopies are one of them. And Sokolowski didn't pay out of pocket for her first colonoscopy. But when she had to go back for the second one, her status had changed.
The problem is, if we find a polyp, that screening procedure becomes a therapeutic procedure.
Dr. Kostas Kefalis is a gastroenterologist. He points out that unlike other kinds of screening tests, colonoscopies can involve spotting and removing a cancer threat in the same procedure.
It's not something where we say, well, we found a polyp, but we'll have to stop the procedure and ask the patient if they want it removed or not.
When the colonoscopy turns from prevention to treatment, that can change what a patient is responsible for paying. On average, about 25% of men, 15% of women end up getting precancerous polyps snipped. Kefalis is on the board of the American College of Gastroenterologists, and he spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. pushing for a bill that would eliminate out-of-pocket expenses for these kinds of colonoscopies. In 2013, the feds did clarify some of the Affordable Care Act rules around what constitutes a preventative colonoscopy. So now, if you get a polyp snipped, you shouldn't have to pay extra. Unless you have Medicare, which has different rules, or if you have symptoms, or if your doctor recommends a screening sooner than what's covered under the insurance company's timetable.
The first thing they need to know is exactly what the coverage policy is for their insurance.
Katie White runs White Healthcare Consulting, and she's a specialist in medical coding and billing.
Be very clear. When does it start at 50? Every 10 years, every 3 years, call the insurance company and explain the scenario. Will I have any co-pays or deductibles?
And she says even if you do all that, if the billing department at the hospital or doctor's office doesn't code the procedure in just the right order, you could still very well end up with a questionable bill. For example, White points out that in Sokolowski's case, it may have been possible to get that second colonoscopy at no additional cost instead of having to shell out $2,000 up front. There is a code that would indicate the second attempt was to finish the job of the first, and therefore would be completely covered. But everybody who files a claim with the insurance company has to code it the exact same way, and there are a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
You're going to have at least the facility. You will have anesthesiologist bill, pathology bill, because if they take a polyp, there's a specimen that goes to a lab, and possibly some just regular laboratory pathology bills.
Ultimately, Sokolowski is healthy, the polyps were not cancerous. The $2,000 she paid up front was basically a deposit. When it was all over, she paid $600 out of pocket. She got a refund on the rest.
Frankly, from year to year, I just don't know what I'm responsible for, and I kind of don't know what to expect. You just kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best and hope you don't get screwed.
Sokolowski says as frustrating as the episode was, she probably would have gone through it again, because it's her health. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.